Here's Chekhov's stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio.
The Behavior for Warring Arts Center in Great Barrington has announced the appointment of Janice Martinson as acting executive director. She served as the theater's director of advancement since July of 2017, and she'll assume her new position January 1st, 2020. Beryl Jolly, the Behavior's longtime executive director, is stepping down at the end of the month. Crafts for a Cause helps support education and community development projects in Kenya at the annual Crafts for a Cause fundraiser by Ankrumdale resident John Rakanova. This year's project, Pedal Power from Kenyan Education, has been supported by their community. Money has been donated to purchase 50 bicycles, helmets, safety vests, and toolkits for students of tomorrow. The sale at Hathaway South Center Street in Millerton, 11 to 4, on November 29th through December 1st, December 7th and 8th, December 14th and 15th, and 21st and 24th. And John will also be at Ankrum's Winterfest coming up December 7th from 3 until 6 p.m. The Sharon United Methodist Church holding their annual Thanksgiving pie sale from 10 a.m. until sold out in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. Prices the same as last year. First come, first gets the best. The movie Toy Story will be shown from 2 to 3:45 at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex at 28th Century Boulevard. Each child must be accompanied by a parent or caregiver. The Pilgrim House North Canaan Congregational Church holding their Thanksgiving dinner at 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan, Thanksgiving Day from noon till 2 p.m. It's not about money. If you're alone and you don't want to be alone for Thanksgiving, you're invited to come to the Thanksgiving dinner. In Cornwall, Connecticut, coming up on the 29th, 5 p.m., the Christmas tree lighting in Cornwall Bridge, 7 p.m., Town Hall Players Variety Show at Town Hall. Friday, November 29th, there's going to be a huge celebration in Millerton, New York. It is the Festival of Lights that starts at 10 o'clock with a full screening of Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. And then following that, 12 to 2, there'll be horse and carriage rides spawned by the Millerton Volunteer Fire Department. That'll be happening at Veterans Park. At 12 to 3, I'll be broadcasting live from J.L. Hendricks, 41 Main Street. From 2 to 4, children can enjoy holiday decoration activities and refreshments at the Northeast Community Center. The Salisbury Christmas Band and Hot Chocolate Society will be at the gazebo from 4 till 5. 5:30, the holiday tree lighting ceremony by the Townscape will take place at the intersection of Main Street and Route 44. The annual parade of lights then will be presented by the Millerton Volunteer Fire Department. And at 7 o'clock, they'll wind up the day's activities at a community holiday party at the Millerton Firehouse. The Kent Land Trust will offer an alternative to shopping on Black Friday with an opt-outside hike Friday at 1. The two-mile hike will be at the Bull Mountain Preserve. Participants will meet at the Hatch Pond Boat Ramp at 1 p.m. to park and shuttle to the Bull Mountain Trailhead due to the lack of parking at that site. The view at the top is worth the moderate climb, according to those who've already completed it. Participants are asked to RSVP at 860-488-9185. Speaking about Kent, the Kent Gingerbread Festival returns this year with a couple of new sponsors for the season, including High Watch Recovery Center, Marvelwood School, the Kent Chamber of Commerce, Frank Food Company, and Bain Real Estate. The gingerbread creations by local bakers will be on display in participating stores in Kent starting Thanksgiving weekend and continuing throughout the month of December. It's considered one of the largest gingerbread festivals in the state. Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store, opening November 30th through December 23rd, 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 4:30. Trees, handmade wreaths, and more. The purchases support students of the Housatonic Valley FFA chapter. The Salisbury Artisans Group has their holiday market at the White Hart this coming weekend, benefiting local not-for-profits. November 30th, Saturday, 10 to 5. December 1st, Sunday, 10 to 4. December 7th, Saturday, 10 to 5. And December 8th, Sunday, 10 till 4. More information on Facebook, Salisbury Artisans Group. The Monterey Community Center on Main Road hosting a holiday market on Saturday from 10 till 4 featuring handcrafted items by local artisans. Berkshire Paint and Sip hosting a fundraiser at Mount Everett, Berkshire School Road in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Proceeds will benefit the high school's junior class prom fund. That will be held Saturday from 1 until 3. A $40 donation includes all painting materials, snacks, and non-alcoholic sips. To reserve a spot, BerkshirePaintAndSip.com or 413-205
1-800-795-8346. The annual North Canaan Parade of Lights on Sunday, December 1st. All businesses, organizations, and private citizens are invited to enter vehicles and or floats. The parade starts at 5:30. You should be in line by 5 p.m. Lineup will be on P Street. It will start on P Street, continue down Railroad Street, and then turn into town to continue to Lawrence Field. Children will be able to sit with Santa under the pavilion at Lawrence Field and enjoy cookies and hot cocoa and holiday music. More questions? You can contact Canaan Fire Co. at 1911@sbcglobal.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 55.21 to 28,121.68 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8647.93 and the S&P 500 at 3140.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.